Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Hi, everybody. A Gulf storm system will dominate Alabama's weather for the next couple of days. For today, showers likely. Thunderstorms will become possible by this afternoon, becoming breezy today with a high in the upper 60s. Showers and maybe some thunderstorms likely tonight and continuing tomorrow. The risk for showers will diminish on Friday night. Friday's high in the upper 60s. Much colder Saturday with a high around 51, but the winds will make it seem colder. We'll be down to freezing on Saturday night. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Angels for the Elderly is a specialty and memory care community in the heart of Montgomery. We have a knowledgeable team with many years of experience dedicated to serving those battling Alzheimer's disease or other memory-related diseases. Angels for the Elderly is a faith-inspired community that also provides one-of-a-kind programs centered around our residents and their individual personalities.
Hey, my name is Jeannie, and I moved my mother to Angels for the Elderly 3 years ago after caring for her in my home for 6 years, and I just thought no one could take care of her like I could, but Angels actually does more than I ever could. Angels for the Elderly is honoring each person as the unique child of God they are, and I just couldn't ask for more of a blessing than that.
You can find out more about Angels for the Elderly and our home-like environments at angelsfortheelderly.com, find us on Facebook, or by calling 334-270-8050 to schedule your tour today. Angels for the Elderly. Compassion is at the heart of our care.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon.
You know, I don't like that I can't see what's playing.
Well, I think you're going to have to get over it.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to get up. I want to know.
Who is it? Who's playing?
I'm trying to. I don't know. I should know this.
We played the slowed down version last week.
Turn Back the Hands of Time.
It is.
I know that, but. What's his name?
T.D. What's the initials? T.D.
I don't know.
Tyrone Davis.
Oh, Tyrone Davis. Good God, yes.
Welcome back to News and Views. Sometimes Jack and I bicker on air. We still love each other, but, you know.
Well, that's easy for you to say, the way you treat me.
I have never threatened you with my prosthetic, okay? And you do it all the time to me.
Well, it'd take me a second to get it off.
But that thing's heavy. You could probably whoop me.
God, is it heavy. Jeez.
272-9228.
You know what? No secrets on this show. Everybody in Montgomery knows I got a fake leg. It's on the left side.
That's true.
If I wear long pants, sometimes you can't tell. But I did see somebody staring at my pipe the other day.
Oh, when you had shorts on?
Yeah, it was. I went somewhere. Oh, it was at a Christmas Eve party. And apparently, this one person I had not seen since last Christmas was told, Jack's got a fake leg.
Yeah.
Because I could tell when we were talking, he kept looking down and looking back at me and looking down. And I caught him looking. I wanted to say, do you want me to take it off and whip your ass with? But I didn't.
I'm glad you're a good sport about it at this point.
But you know what? Mothers must have told their children, don't stare.
Yeah, how do you deal with that if it is a kid, like staring
at you?
No,
I haven't had that. Okay. Actually, like, what happened to your leg?
You're right. No, I kind of appreciate kids who just come out and say it.
Oh, too. Yeah. The total honesty of kids, you know. Yeah. They're just unfettered.
I want to shift here. We've got some clip of Rudy Giuliani at that New Year's Eve party at Mar-a-Lago.
You think he'd been drinking?
Maybe. He looks all serious now. Like, it looks like he's getting closer and closer to really delivering the goods. We'll see. If he doesn't, that's not good for Rudy. But quickly, I'm going to play this story.
Why isn't it good for Rudy?
If he doesn't deliver the goods.
Oh, okay.
If he's been talking all this stuff and he can't deliver, that's a big problem. A real big problem. But I think he is going to deliver. But before we get into that, I found this story last night. And it's only a 34-second story here from CBS News, their official news desk. And just listen in to this, because this headline really got my...
This is a very interesting story.
Investigators have solved a cold case that's been open for several decades. They identified a headless torso found in an Idaho cave as a man who escaped from jail in 1916. Joseph Henry Lovelace was in jail for murdering his wife with an axe. He was killed by an unknown person shortly after his escape. Lovelace's dismembered remains were found wrapped in burlap. All except for his head has been recovered. Investigators had been working to identify the body for 40 years. The case remains open in the hopes of identifying Lovelace's killer.
That's very strange.
That's crazy. But with technology now.
It's funny.
Now,
they had a picture, but it was only of his head. So how do they know?
His head still has not been found.
No. At one time, it was intact.
At one time.
It's not now.
Well, that's no way to get ahead in life.
Oh, that was pretty funny.
Now, if you remember that scene in Austin Powers after the...
I was not an Austin Powers fan.
Well, it's after one of the guards gets, like, decapitated by the angry sea bass.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, oh, he'll never be the head of a major corporation. Like, they just keep going on with some stupid puns. 272-9228, we're already getting calls in here. Welcome to News and Views. Who's this?
Hey, Joy, this is T-Spear, and I tell you what happened. You never get ahead in anything like that. You are so correct.
Yes.
Anyway, I do want to express my most sincere condolences to losing Mark Montiel, another voice that brought us a lot of inspiration is gone, and I truly, truly am so sorry for his family. I hope his passing was peaceful, and I'm sure that he is having some wonderful conversations with some of those announcers and those radio persons who've gone before today. Interesting conversations. But I wanted to address this to Jack. The next time someone tells Jack, looks at you and says, that's not a real leg, is it? You need to tell them, oh, yes, it is. I paid good money for
this leg. $9,000, as a matter of fact. But
yeah, well, I'd let them know that it is very real. And you paid real good money for it.
Well, I did, and it's, you know, it, right now, it was funny, the other night I was in bed and I'd taken it off. I mean, it takes, you know, no time to take it off. And I'm sitting there and I thought, you know, I guess I could be a little pissed off about this, but I'm not. Because it's, now it's a part of me, and it used to be I have a wheelchair that I keep right near my bed in case of emergency or whatever, but if I have to get up to go to the kitchen the other night, I thought, I'm going to bring some water back here because I'm going to get thirsty during the night. And instead of rolling up the hall in the wheelchair, I put the leg back on because it doesn't take any time. And so I don't use the wheelchair at all. And the legs just become a part of me, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I'm one of the lucky ones. I had it amputated below the knee, like 8 inches. So, yeah. And people that have it above the knee can still walk. It's not, but it's just a little more difficult. But I'm one of the lucky ones. So anyway.
Okay. And you know, in a way, we're the lucky ones. If the price of your leg is what kept you with us longer and kept you on the air longer, and your voice and your enthusiasm, then the price of a leg was a small amount to pay.
Well, thank you, T-Spear. I really appreciate that.
Well, you're very welcome. We are truly the benefit of, even when we disagree, of your knowledge and your compassion and your love of this country. So thank you.
Well, thank you. That means a lot to me.
You are very welcome. Y'all have a very happy new year.
You too.
You too, T-Spear.
Wish you all the best.
You too.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Well, let's
that
go
was
to
nice.
Very nice of her. Very sweet call. 272-9228. Let's talk to James here. Hey, James, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Hey, Jack.
What's shaking, James?
Nothing. My name's not James, as you know, but I've got a I got a story to tell you about your leg. Now, does your leg, does any part of your artificial leg come above the kneecap?
No, it comes right up to my kneecap. And then you pull this sleeve that's attached to the kind of the boot, because you step into it. It's like a bucket. And then you pull this rubbery plastic sleeve up, and it comes up to my thigh.
Well, you know, you were talking about people staring at you. You and I had a couple of our friends had a father with a wooden leg, and it came up over his kneecap.
Yeah.
And we would go to restaurants, and people would stare at it. He would sit down, grab a steak knife, and drive it as hard as he could in his leg and leave it there. You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
I don't.
Well, it had something to do with windows in Montgomery. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. All right.
You know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't, but I'll study on it, and I'll come up with it.
I'll give you a hint. How about, does Warner ring a bell?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's who it was. Okay. Anyway, y'all have a great day, guys.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how are y'all this morning?
Hello, Tom. How's Motel 6?
It's doing pretty good. We've been pretty busy over the holidays. Got a bunch of bedrooms to take care of and some sheets to replace. Everybody had a good time. I wanted to ask Jack about his leg. Do you know what kind of wood it's made out of?
I don't know that there's any wood. Pecker wood? No, I don't know.
Well, I was thinking we could get my wood-burning set out there, and we could all come up and carve our initials in there.
Well, you could, except there's no part of it that's wood. It's part leather and hard plastic and God knows what else.
Is there some, like, aluminum or something like that?
Titanium, I think. Okay. Okay. The titanium is attached to the bottom of it. I'll take it off for you one day, Joey.
Please don't, because you threatened me so many times. I'd love to just look at it and be interested, but, you know, every time.
Yeah, well, it's a lot easier when I have shorts on to take it on and off. But
right.
Anyway, it's a part of me now, so what the hell?
Well, it's like that guy on Fox News, the guy that was the EOD guy, Joey. He's got two legs, and he can get up and walk around and have a great old time. And I, you know, I sure am proud of you. You know, I don't know if I could go through that. My wife's going to probably be going through it soon. I've been working on her. It's just that sugar is just so bad for her.
Yeah, it is.
She craves it, so you know it's probably worse than the cigarettes. I don't know.
Well, I read in a book called Sugar Busters that came out 20 years ago that if you ever have a sugar craving, you can eat some salted peanuts, and they help quench your thirst for sugar.
Yeah, that's what her doctor finally told her that she has Dr. Tripp. I don't know if you know who he is.
Yeah,
or not.
Bruce Tripp. Yeah, he's mean as hell, but supposedly a really good doctor. He'll fuss at you.
Huh?
Yeah, he'll fuss at you.
Yeah, he fusses at her, and I'm hoping it works out. I'm hoping he might even say I had to slap her, but I don't know if he will do that. Anyway, Oh, and since I got you on the phone, I was going to ask Joey about those vinyl records.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been collecting vinyl records for years, and there used to be a place called Vintage Vinyl over there in Jacksonville, Florida, when I was stationed down there, and I would be able to get albums that had never been played. I mean, I've got a pile of, I got every one of the Beatles colored albums.
Yeah.
Red, white, blue, all the posters and everything. I got Led Zeppelin II still in the original cellophane. Is there a place around here you could buy that stuff?
Yeah, there's, you know, where Eastbrook Flea Market is, I believe.
Yeah,
the record stop. Give them a free plug. We've got a little local shop here.
Okay, have you been there? I mean,
yeah,
does it look like a good selection?
Oh, yeah, they've got a lot.
All right
off Coliseum Boulevard there.
Well, I'll check it out. You guys have a happy new year, and it sure is a pleasure to be hearing you on the radio.
Well, Tom, thanks, and happy new year to you, too.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, and I feel like give them a free plug, because every time I go into that record store, they're playing The Vault, one of our sister stations. I sometimes hear the buttery one, our boss, Rick Peters' voice, over the speakers there in the store. And there is something about vinyl where it's the artwork is just much clearer. It's cool having actually something in your hands. I listen to most of my music digitally, like most folks these days, but it's good to have vinyl there to listen to, especially the classics. Got a whole turntable set up right next to my bed. Don't even have speakers. Just plug in some nice headphones, and I'll listen to it in the morning or at night, just lying in bed. It's good stuff. Good stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
We gonna play Rudy? Or we got to go to a break?
We can start with Rudy here, because I believe how this starts, this is from New Year's Eve.
See, you're ADD. I have to get you back on track.
Right, right.
No, actually, we have callers. And
right, yeah, yeah. But 272-9228, we're happy to go anywhere. It's a weird week, weird day so far, to be honest, sad day. But here's Rudy Giuliani. He's at a New Year's Eve party at Mar-a-Lago.
Was Trump there?
Trump was there, too. I have coverage of Trump talking to the press at this same party. And it's funny, you know, watching Trump in that tuxedo, like, talking about Kim Jong-un.
Is it,
you
know, as ill-fitting as his suits?
Yeah, well, he actually doesn't look too bad. The one thing about his normal suits is how long he makes that tie. I've heard that you can go to, like, the belt buckle, but he goes beyond the buckle.
Oh, he goes, yeah.
He goes to the...
You want it to go to the belt buckle.
Yeah, right about there. He goes a little longer than that, and it's like, all right, talk about a power tie. But here's Rudy. Rudy's wearing red bow tie.
Healthy and as prosperous and as peaceful a year in 2020 as we did in 2019.
Here,
make it better.
I'm going to skip ahead because he talks about how good things are.
Certainly one that will impact history.
I believe that historically this impeachment will not be called an impeachment. I believe it will be called an illegal coup. I think it will go down in history to disgrace Nancy Pelosi and Schiff. There's never been a partisan impeachment. There's never been an impeachment based on something that isn't a crime. There's never been an impeachment that was put through with no witnesses being allowed, no lawyers being allowed, threatening to put people in jail. Many people are too young to remember the McCarthy era. But Schiff and Pelosi have done a reign of terror like Joseph R. McCarthy. And they're going to go down in history like him when people calm down and watch this carefully. I'm afraid the country is going to have a reform. And Democrats are going to have to step away from the hatred and the anger. They're going to have to start focusing on how about they participating in helping the poor. Look at a city like mine with de Blasio. Since he's been mayor, Democratic mayor, socialist mayor, poor people have done much worse than when I was mayor and Bloomberg was mayor. You're a big phony act. Look at Democratic cities. Poor people are suffering for 20, 30, 40 years. The Democrats have done nothing but steal. It's time for a big change. The Democratic Party has to go through a revision. They have to get back to one of the reasons I was a Democrat a long time ago, to take care of people. They're taking care of themselves now, not people.
See, this is you can tell he's doing normal politicking, folks, but he's laying out this predicate that these folks are thieves. Later in the press asking and throwing questions at him, I apologize for the background noise, they really are at a party at Mar-a-Lago.
And everybody's walking by taking pictures of him with their phones.
But he's really laying down this predicate of the Democrats are corrupt to the core. I wonder if they're actually going to take out some Republicans, too. I don't think it was just Democrats who were up to this stuff.
Oh.
Recently, it might have been more Democrats than Republicans, given that, you know, the Democrats had the White House and were controlling foreign policy for the most part. But I wouldn't put it past certain members of Congress, no matter the party, to be on the take, or family members to be on the take for certain programs, had inside information about. This is a huge problem with foreign aid, with foreign investment in general. It's very hard to keep track of that money. It's very easy to launder that money. And when billions of dollars are going out, it's quite easy to get your hands on that money if you're involved in the decision-making at the highest levels. So corruption is a very real thing, and I like Rudy's tone. He seems, doesn't he seem a little more together than has been in the past?
Yeah, he's very relaxed. He's getting, you can see he's pretty philosophical right here.
Right. Yeah, it's like he's collected his thoughts. He knows what he wants to say. And I don't think he's just throwing things out there, folks. I think he really has something that plays into this idea that they've been looking out for themselves, not for people. So we'll see where it goes. 272-9228, 272-9228. More news and views after this quick break. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, starting off 2020. Be right back.
Why are you turning back the hands of time when we're trying to look forward? You didn't think this through, did you?
Oh, darling, did you say something?
Yeah, so I did. It was significant, as usual.
Be right back.
I can't sleep at night. Always thinking about you. But if I had the chance to start all over, I wouldn't be with you today on a four-leaf clover.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Tired of my voice yet? It's Tiffany Coleman. My husband is Jeff Coleman, who's running for Congress. Jeff's in the moving van business, Coleman Worldwide. He's the fourth generation to run it, since his grandfather was helping people move in a horse and wagon. He started working for him when he was 10. Says he could only lift a lampshade. For a few summers, he worked with a man he just loved called Baby Cakes. Now, Baby Cakes couldn't read much, so he did the driving and the heavy lifting while Jeff was the navigator. Then came college and the best part of his life. He met me. I'll tell you about that the next time we talk.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back.
Tonight, the light of love is in your eyes.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon.
When will you love me tomorrow?
You know who sings this, Joey?
Sherelle's.
You bastard. You didn't know that till I told you.
Yeah, you're right.
You know who wrote this song?
Carole King.
You bastard again.
I didn't know that until you told me.
You didn't know that until I told you. Great song.
It really absolutely is.
I'm not living in the past. I just haven't gotten to the future yet.
272-9228. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
You know, just kind of easing into 2020 here. It really is weird having the holidays back to back. What is that horrible squealing sound? It's my microphone. I bet. Watch this. Yep. It's that microphone.
How do you know? I didn't hear any squealing.
I hear it in my ears.
Oh,
and now,
ear.
Like...
Everyone is equal in my eye.
I don't hear it at all.
Anyway, 272-9228, 272-9228. We left off with Rudy. Now he's about to get into the juicy part about the Democrats and Ukraine. Forgive the background noise. He's at a party. This is from New Year's Eve at a party at Mar-a-Lago. But Rudy talked to the press some. Listen in.
Got back from Ukraine. What did you do?
Well, a lot of things I learned I can't reveal yet. What I learned is that the corruption in Ukraine is vast. It's extensive. It highly involves the Democratic Party, not just in 2016, but for many years. And one of the reasons they're doing this impeachment is when the full scope of what happened in the Ukraine comes out, there are going to be an awful lot of Americans who participated in the Ukrainian corruption. In fact, we shouldn't call it Ukrainian corruption. We should call it American-Ukrainian corruption. The Bidens took millions of dollars laundered out of Ukraine. And the only reason they're getting away with it is because you and the press protect them, and the prosecutors are afraid that you're going to criticize them. And that's a double standard that has to end.
Well, tell us what you found out. What did you learn?
I'm not going to tell you what I found out until I have a proper forum to do it.
What is that forum? Is that in front of the Senate when the impeachment trial begins?
We will figure out the right forum, and it'll come at the right time. And I don't have all the evidence yet. I just met with a new witness yesterday.
Does the president want you to testify? I can't tell you who I met with.
This is expanding. It will turn out to be a series of criminal acts. It'll involve the highest levels of the Obama administration. And it's the reason why the Democratic Party is in panic. What they did to the Ukraine...
He's shaking his head.
...was embarrassing.
Would you testify in the trial?
I would testify. I would do demonstrations. I'd give lectures. I'd give summations. Or I'd do what I do best. I'd try the case. I'd love to try the case.
Would you do that to Ukraine? Are you going to? Are you telling us you
would
try
I don't
the
know
case?
If anybody would have the courage to give me the case. But if you give me the case, I will prosecute it as a racketeering case, which I kind of invented anyway. So it's been 30 years ago, but let's see if I can still do it. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Wow.
I love Rudy Giuliani. I always have.
That seems a little different compared to his former TV appearances. Like, to specifically say I would prosecute this as a racketeering case, which would involve money laundering and all sorts of other... I think the technical definition of a racket is now these days a series of crimes, like all put together over a long period of time, is the most generalized way to put it. Organized crime, essentially.
That's why he's exactly right. The Democrats, through the impeachment, are trying to get ahead of the real story,
yes,
which is they, many of the members of Congress and the Senate and the administration, former administration, were on the take, and they know it, and they're petrified that it's going to come out. So what better way to get ahead of it than to say Donald Trump participated in Ukraine corruption, that he, that they're trying to discredit him through that phone call that he made that was not a threat to national security, not a threat to democracy, but trying to find out the truth.
Well, I think what was, to use a Democrat analogy, Trump was about to pull the fire alarm because I'm like, look at all this smoke. Rudy, you see the flames? Let's go pull the fire alarm. Here, quick, let's do it. Before he could go and reach and pull the fire alarm, break the glass and,
yeah,
you know, sound the alarm, the Democrats rushed in there, pulled the alarm themselves and said, Trump started the fire. And that is not the case, folks. This has been going on since that government in Kiev was overthrown in 2014. Ever since they set up all these little institutions to reform the country. Oh, working alongside, by the way, you know, it was a major donor. It's amazing to even have to bring it up. George Soros. It's incredible where that guy is everywhere. Putting his money everywhere. So we'll see where this goes, but Rudy seems confident. 272-9228. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Folks, they brought you the first hour, but there's a reason you took time to film all these family memories, whether birthdays or Christmas or Thanksgiving, whatever family get-together, graduations, great moments in life. Maybe it was just a random Saturday afternoon playing with the kids. You decided to pull out the camera and film it. And the reason you did that is you wanted to preserve the memory, be able to jog your memories. And if you're letting those old tapes, though, just sit on the shelf or sit in your cabinet, and they're not just collecting dust, they're deteriorating. That's why you need to go by Dan Black Studios, get those old tapes transferred into a digital format to preserve it for you, your family. They also, over at Dan Black Studios, provide video editing services. So it can be still photos or raw video you've already shot. They can put it together in a nice, you know, seamless package. You can do a wonderful job with that. Or if you're looking for video production from the ground up, whether it be training videos or television commercials, they can even help you out with website design. So maybe you're doing a branding video you want to put out on social media or on your website. Dan Black Studios has you covered. Anything to do with video services, you should be thinking Dan Black Studios. They're a great sponsor here on News and Views. So be sure to call them today or stop by 279-6036, 279-6036. That is the number for Dan Black Studios. Be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener. 272-9228. Let's go to Red Top very quickly before this break. Red Top, welcome to the air.
Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Same to you, Red Top.
I tell you, and you know, Joey, by the way, the records you listen to, just like 35mm film, is not as clear as what we have today. That's why you like it so much. It actually has color.
Yeah, and so, actually, it's not quality, like just how perfectly the sound quality is, it really doesn't make a record. You could be listening like to an incredible symphony orchestra on a crappy little like TV speakers from back at like a 10-inch black and white TV listening to an orchestra, and you can still feel that music. So it's not really about like how high quality. It's what is the music doing?
It's the warmth of, it's how humans hear.
Yeah.
When they digitized everything, and that goes for film too, it's very obvious to see the difference between 35mm film or 70mm and videotape. One is sterile, one is nice and warm, so the same thing goes for music. And I'm about ready for some 9-inch nails, to tell you the truth. The Shirelles, that's scary almost. I'm too young for that, and I'm 2 years older than Jack. I'm ready for some 9-inch nails, guys.
Yeah, you're December 13th.
Yeah. I like the heavy stuff too. This is very refreshing to hear this from Rudy, and I think they're digging real deep, and they're really gonna have a big awakening. I wonder when they're gonna release this. If they're going to go all the way through the impeachment, if it ever happens, and then let it all go. It's a very interesting time. Do you think they're going to bring the impeachment to the Senate?
I'm really wondering about that.
I think the longer they take, the worse it is for them. The more it looks
well,
like
it's already been too long.
Right.
So, this is really. When do they come back? 7th or the 6th?
Yeah, I think next week. And I'm looking at Fox News now. 5 fights awaiting Congress. Impeachment, USMCA, surveillance reform, drug pricing, government funding, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada.
Wow. Oh, so they're going to try to get something done. Isn't that refreshing?
Yeah.
Speaking of New Year's, we live on a planet with 7.7 billion people.
Yeah.
A world of note through the whole celebration. That's amazing, if you ask me.
You faded out for about 3 seconds. We didn't hear what you said.
Well, I'm sorry, guys, but might be losing my signal. Thank you very much, and I'll be talking to y'all later.
All right. Thank you, Red Top. Happy New Year.
272-9228. More news and views when we come back here. 272-9228. Did you hear, folks, that Julian Castro, he's dropped out of the presidential race?
The latest fatality among the Democrat hopefuls for the United States presidency.
Yeah, and Biden's holding on as far as Democrat primary voters. It seems that he's holding on in some of the polls. But Buttigieg is actually showing himself to be pretty strong, pretty good fundraising numbers.
I tell you what, if this country elects a guy that's a mayor of South Bend to be the president.
No, his tenure just ended, by the way. He's not seeking another term, and so he's not mayor anymore. So that just came out today.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, not exactly a lot of experience, but hey, this nation's, I think, ready for anything different. Don't underestimate, folks, the same sort of tactics, the same sort of angst and sentiment that got Donald Trump in the White House when nobody expected it. It can work for the other side of the aisle, too. So I'm willing to be surprised. The biggest fundraising numbers for the last quarter, though, came out. Bernie Sanders, I think, is leading the pack, something like $34 million.
Yeah, but, you know, the scary thing about Bernie is his is mostly small donors, aren't they?
Yeah, it is. And that's Bernie has an incredibly effective grassroots fundraising arm and online fundraising arm.
I have a friend who works for him in Texas, and I just cannot for the life. Well, except this kid is Hispanic, young, and idealistic. But how can you be young and idealistic and latch onto an old man like that?
I think there's just some folks that really do genuinely believe that if there's a big problem, the government needs to step in. And I think you're playing with fire there.
I think what people... No, you know what I think attracts young people to Bernie?
Hmm.
He's attacking the status quo.
Yeah.
He's attacking anybody that's ever made it, be it the old-fashioned way stealing it or that they made it on their own. I mean, he totally wants to rob corporate wealth. And let's just say this. Not all corporations are bad. Now, a lot of corporations have bad people running them. They've made bad decisions over the years. But, you know, a lot of these people made it. They worked hard and made it. And they don't need to be attacked and robbed.
And also, even if there is a major, like, injustice or whatever, like, just running to a massive government program to fix that inequity usually creates other inequities that are a big problem. Inequities in power. To give up that much control to the government means you're, well, giving up more than just control. You're giving up your liberty. And it is,
right.
It's unfortunate that most Americans, that's just sort of a word. It's not a word with deep meaning. And that's unfortunate. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We've provided the Dixie difference since 1908. When you choose Dixie, you receive a team dedicated to 100% satisfaction. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
This is the Fox Business Report. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 have been trading in record territory as the new year got underway on Wall Street. Scott Martin of Kingsview Partners believes the big technology stocks have more room to rise this year.
Investment companies own these stocks, and so therefore, as money flows into the market, they have to buy these stocks to fill out some of those orders. Secondarily, and probably most importantly, is fundamentally these companies are clicking on all cylinders. I mean, you mentioned a couple of the names already, and you can take your pick. I mean, think about how much Apple is part of our lives these days. Certainly Amazon. Certainly Microsoft, especially in the business community.
Apple is in record territory today. Dell Technologies has unveiled new products and software today featuring artificial intelligence, 5G, and innovative design. And Dell shares are up 0.5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. You can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. You can try a full 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. Call 1-800-388-3816. 1-800-388-3816. 1-800-388-3816.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. You can visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com, myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. Stay tuned to hear more about it. Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams when we come back.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. A big Gulf storm system will dominate our weather for the next couple of days. Showers are likely today. There could even be a few thunderstorms possible by this afternoon. Becoming breezy, high in the upper 60s. Showers and maybe some thunderstorms likely tonight and continuing tomorrow. High tomorrow in the upper 60s. The risk for showers will start to diminish on Friday night. Much colder on Saturday. Windy, high around 51. The winds will make it seem colder. And then down to freezing on Saturday night. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. 272-9228 if you want to get in. In just a moment, all the new rules for 2020. Across the nation, states have implemented new rules. A lot going on. Usually the laws go in effect at the beginning of the year. Some laws will go into that. It's always interesting to see what the laboratories of democracy are up to in terms of changing around their rules and their laws. Before we do that, we need to tell you folks a little more about our good friends Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams. I mean, Jack, they're just doing incredible work. What a great sponsor here for the program. And folks, if you're looking to get that first-time home mortgage or looking to refinance your current mortgage, there is a difference in mortgage lenders. And Kim Williams can show you the good side of that. You know, she worked for a big bank for the longest time.
She did, big bucks bank.
Mm-hmm. But then she realized working that job that, you know, if she started her own business, her own lending firm, that she could provide even better service to the clients, to the customers. And that's what they provide over there at Alabama Home Mortgage. I mean, she's been helping me out as a potential first-time home buyer. Here, Joey, here's what you need to do to get your credit in order. Like, she really goes above and beyond to help you find what's best for your situation. And if you're looking to refinance, maybe you want to start off this new year, skip a couple of payments, get a lower rate. That can help you have a little more cash month to month so you can build up a savings or pay off certain other debt and expenses. It really just makes life easier. Also, if you're a veteran, veterans are in their blood over there at Alabama Home Mortgage, and they've done fantastic work at Alabama Home Mortgage making sure veterans are able to easily access the VA home loan benefits that you veterans earn through your service. They do a great job. You work directly with Alabama Home Mortgage. You don't have to deal with the VA bureaucracy, which can be a chore at times. We all understand it, even if they're doing good things. So check out Alabama Home Mortgage today. Again, their number, folks, is 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them online at myalabamahomemortgage.com, myalabamahomemortgage.com. And, of course, their NMLS number is 1586368, an equal housing lender.
If you're just now tuning into the show and haven't heard, longtime radio talk show host, attorney, and former circuit and appellate judge Mark Montiel passed away last night very unexpectedly. He was a friend of this program, despite some past tiffs, but Mark was a longtime friend of mine, a longtime friend of Joey's, and he will certainly be missed.
Yes.
Mark was passionate about what he believed in, sometimes wacky as hell, sometimes right on target. Of course, that's according to me, but always a friend, and we're very sorry to see Mark pass away, but... So if you're just now tuning in, no details have been finalized to my knowledge. I'm sure someone will let me know, and I can pass those along to you.
This really is shocking news. We found out, what, just a few
7:30
minutes?
Okay. This morning.
I found out maybe 5 minutes before hopping on these airwaves. We confirmed it right around that time. And, again, everybody lift up Mark, his family, everybody who knew him well, lift him up in prayer. It's important in a time like this. 272-9228 if you'd like to call him with any memories of Mark Montiel.
Excuse me.
I've got here, Jack, a list of the good, the bad, the ugly, all these new laws taking effect in states all around the country, from red to blue to purple states. Here's just a few of them. For instance, recreational, non-medical marijuana is now legalized in Illinois and makes it the 11th state to allow recreational cannabis use. In Oregon, standard plastic shopping bags are now banned.
Well, so, that doesn't surprise me.
You don't even get
the ass place.
Yeah, you don't even get the option now. It's like, just bring your burlap sack and take your groceries home that way. New York, the state of New York, will end cash bail for misdemeanor and nonviolent felony offenses. The law is already getting hundreds of pretrial defendants released from jail. Washington State will continue to micromanage car seat positioning, making it illegal to put a child under 2 years old in a forward-facing car seat and requiring them to use a rear-facing car seat instead. For For those 2 to 4 years old, however, rear-facing car seats are illegal and forward-facing seats are required. So it's, micromanaging. Once again, New Hampshire, what Pepperidge Farm remembers, New Hampshire will start letting residents choose to mark X as their sex on driver's licenses instead of choosing male or female. What say you, Jack? You ever feel like marking X under where it asks for your sex?
No.
Yeah, me either. Anyway, New Jersey has made it illegal for employers to ask job candidates about their salary history. Now, that's fascinating. I mean, I guess if you made good money before, you want to volunteer that. It's like, hey, I'm coming from a job where I made 30, yeah, or I made 40, or I made 50, whatever. But that's fascinating. You can no longer ask if you're an employer, ask a job candidate about their salary history. Colorado's controversial red flag law takes effect this year, making it easier for family members or local authorities to confiscate guns from people deemed dangerous. We'll see how that works out. Georgia will stop putting minors on its child abuse perpetrator registry. Now, that's crazy. I mean, we've covered a few of those stories over the years, Jack, where it's like kids are up to no good or don't know really any better, though they should, sending, let's say, naked photos of themselves to other underage kids, and they're being, you know, tried or they're being indicted for, charged with child pornography charges. So, like, but it's the kids doing it to themselves. And so I think it's probably a good move by Georgia not to put minors on the child abuse perpetrator registry, given how complicated that can be. Though I imagine certain crimes will allow minors to be charged as adults. It depends on the crime and the details, as usual. Ohio will stop taxing tampons and other menstrual products.
Who? What?
Ohio will stop. They had a tax on tampons, so they've removed the tax. I want to know what that committee hearing was like.
I mean, really? God knows.
It's now illegal in Minnesota to sell, quote, a tooth or tusk from any species of elephant, hippopotamus, mammoth, mastodon, walrus, whale, or narwhal. So, good luck getting any of those products in Minnesota. Nevada is banning vaping in many public spaces and indoor workplaces. Hawaii will force restaurants to offer water, low-fat milk, or no sugar-added juice with children's meals, even if few families choose to order these options. California's new consumer privacy law is setting up a host of new rules for tech companies that could burden digital services and users far outside of California, and potentially ushering in a legal battle over its constitutionality. Now, that should be something we'll have to keep covering, because it could affect us, even though it's only in California. And a lot of states are raising their minimum wage, unfortunately. I think you're just going to put a lot of low-skilled, poor folks out of work doing this, but okay. Some poor folks will get a raise, but a lot of folks won't get hired in the first place, or they'll be fired or let go. We'll see how it works out. But this includes New York. The rate will rise to $15 an hour. Maryland, where it will rise to $11 an hour. Missouri, where it will go up to $9.45 an hour. Ugh. In California, it is now illegal to fire people based on their hairstyles. Well, that's good news for me and my nasty mop up top right now. Also, all new...
But Rick didn't talk to you earlier.
In California, new houses must be built with solar panels. You know, I'm sure that won't be cost prohibitive at all. New houses must be built with solar panels. That's crazy. But yeah, I don't mind the idea of solar panels if you can make it work for
you. It should be voluntary.
But yeah, you're required. And Minnesota's per-gallon tax on craft whiskey is going from $2.70 to $13.50. Wow.
What's a craft whiskey?
I'd imagine
Happy
it's...
Happy Van Winkle or...
Yeah, I don't know exactly.
That's not craft. That's come...
But you think about the craft beer market, I guess it's not like the big... They're not talking about Jack Daniels or something like that.
Okay.
But it's crazy.
How much? 13? It's going up $13 a gallon?
Yeah, or it's gone up to, yeah, per gallon from $2.70 to now $13.50 per gallon.
I bet there's some ticked off people up there.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Well, we can't talk in Alabama. Our whiskey tax, every time they ever wanted to tax something in Alabama, it was always whiskey. And you know what always pissed me off are these little pissant counties in Alabama that are dry and they get revenue from whiskey tax. Huh, right. I'm sorry, I don't think it's fair.
Yeah.
So get wet or get out.
You sound like you're in the 20s.
Oh, we are.
And also in 2019, leading into this new year, 2020, it's one thing to look at new legislation at the state level or by the Congress, but as Clyde Wayne Cruz writes in Forbes recently, this last year was the triumph of the administrative state over the Constitution's vesting of all lawmaking power solely in the Congress. In 2019, for instance, the Congress passed 105 new laws, but regulators put out 2,964 new federal rules. Alas, we can expect this to continue apace in 2020. And at the Supreme Court this year, we'll see justices determining whether one such branch of bureaucrats, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, should even be allowed to exist. The Supreme Court will also consider cases on fair use and copyright law, discrimination complaints against religious employers, school scholarships, Trump's financial records, and, of course, abortion access. What can we expect? Well, probably more government control. No, we should have some good things coming out, too. It also looks like Trump at this Mar-a-Lago get-together is saying, we're going to ban the flavors, then we're going to check the flavors out on vaping, and then we might get them back on the market quick. He's kind of having it both ways on that issue, but we'll see where it goes. We've got to hit another break here, 272-9228, going into the top hour break. Last hour news and views here, beginning of the year. Good to be in 2020. Good to be in 2020 indeed. Again, this hour of news and views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Y'all, call Kim Williams today, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. They are an equal housing lender.
Tua, whatever, however you pronounce that.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
Is announcing his decision on whether he will enter the NFL draft. He will make that decision on January the 6th.
Okay.
And there's next a lot week? Of speculation that he might come back next year and play for the Tide.
We shall see. Next hour, news and views begins in mere moments. Tomorrow.